وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. On one occasion, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم drew a rectangle on the ground, and then in the middle of that rectangle he drew one line that went out of the rectangle, and in that middle line, the line that was in the rectangle, he drew short lines both sides of the rectangle. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this diagram to the people, that the rectangle is your lifespan, how long you're going to live, 40 years, 50 years, 60, 70, whatever, how much you're going to live. And that middle line is this person living his life. He comes to the end of his life, but he's still carrying on living. What is that extra, what is living? The hopes he got. I will do this, I will do that, I'll go here, all that hopes. But Maud came and he couldn't do it. But his hopes were still, are going beyond your life also. And the small lines inside the rectangle are all the halat, conditions a person has to face in this world. Sometimes this problem, sometimes that problem. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you get saved from the one problem, the other one will catch you. If you get saved from that one, the other one will catch you. Dunya's life is like that, ups and downs all the time. But Allah arhamur rahimin. Allah didn't put us in this world like orphan children, yatims, that go suffer, all conditions will come, you must just suffer. Allah gave us our protection. It is up to us to use that protection. If we use that protection, we can go through life smoothly and we won't have the problems. So amongst all that protection, one is, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who will read the three quls, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, each one three times, and every time Bismillah. So nine Bismillahs, and each surah three times. Then تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, this will be sufficient for you, it will be protection for you from everything. The ulama of hadith, shurah hadith, have given two meanings to that. One is takfika min kulli wird, that every person should have some wazifas to read every day. Like we read Surah Tabarakalladhi after Maghrib, Surah Waqia, some du'as. Every person must have some wazifas to read. A person who haven't got some wazifas to read and he doesn't read every day, is the words of the Buzurgs, man la wirda lahu la warida lahu. A person who haven't got wird, something to read regularly, nothing will come in his heart also. A person who reads regularly, Allah will put things in his heart and he will have proper understanding. What's happening in the dunya, he'll have a proper understanding. How they are trying to manipulate us, how they are trying to lead us astray, that person will have this understanding. So sometimes if it happens you can't read all your, you have to catch a flight, or you are very sick, or you got very busy with all dini work or whatever, and you couldn't read, then you just read the three quls, three times each, this will be sufficient. But this isn't every day. Like for example, every day you have your normal breakfast, but now you have to catch a flight, you can't. So even the wife say, drink at least half cup tea. Eat one banana, it will keep you going. But every day your breakfast, not half cup tea and one banana. You have your normal full breakfast. But some emergency, then you suffice with it. So sometimes when we can't read all our wazifas, then we just read this. But mustn't make it a habit also. That all, every time we just read this, this is sufficient. No. When it's an emergency, some necessity, then we do that. The other meaning the ulama gave, takfika min kulli shar, it will be protection for you from all evil, all types of evil. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he explained that people commonly complain nowadays about a severe health conditions, heart problem, cancer, which is common now. Then people complain about robberies, hijackings, crime, etc. Then people complain about health conditions, about crime, etc., about jadu, black magic, jinn effect, etc. That's a common thing people complain. Then people, and your biggest enemy, Hazrat say, is our nafs and shaitan. So by reading this, Allah will protect us from all this. From all this, whatever the shar, whatever evil there is, Allah will protect us. So we should try and read this regularly, every day after Fajr and after Maghrib. We'll read it now after Maghrib, the effect will stay till Fajr. It's like you took out a policy for protection with Allah Ta'ala. And it will expire Fajr time. So after Fajr, read it again, take out a new policy. I mean. So we should do it regularly. So let us read it together, inshallah, for practice. And every day on our own, we should try and read it, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق اذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق اذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق اذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس اله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنه والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس اله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس اله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. So we got our protection now. But it will expire for Fajr time. Then read it again, make new contract again. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person after Fajr and after Maghrib also will read three times A'udhu Billahi Sami'i Al-Alim in a Shaitan Ar-Rajim. And then the last three ayats of Surah Al-Hashr in 28 Supara, the famous ayats, هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو, till the end, one time, the three ayats, one time. A person who reads this, then وَكَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ, Allah will appoint for that person who read this, سَبْعِينَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ, 70,000 angels, farishtas, 70,000 angels. What they going to do for him? يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ يَدْعُونَ لَهُ. They're going to make dua for him all the time. So if you read it now, till the whole night, we can be sleeping, snoring, anything. But 70,000 farishtas, angels are busy making dua for us. وَإِن مَاتَ فِي تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. And that night when you read it, and you die, you will die as a shaheed. And a person who reads it in the morning, then whole day, 70,000 angels are busy making dua for you. A person who lives in the shade of 70,000 angels' duas, How can any problem come in his life? So we should try and read this also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, in one tablighi ijtima, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he said, in the morning I don't start my day's work. I don't have my breakfast. Until first, I don't put 70,000 farishtas on my duty. Let them work for me, make dua for me. Then I start my day's work. Like a shopkeeper will say that I don't enjoy my breakfast till I first open my shop and I hear the till ringing. Then I enjoy my breakfast. So first put 70,000 angels on our duty, then start with our day's work. So we should read this also. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. So now, this also, contract is still fajr, then expired. Then read again, make new contract again. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then read this, it's on the website also, Mahana. You can print it out, give copies. But everyone can go on the website. You got the cards, Mahana?
Finish.
The website address is on here.